Chapter 2. The Call to Greatness. The climate has always changed in the past, and it will always change in the future. We just need to live with it. I hear that sentiment and variations on it all the time. I also frequently hear people say, "We have to save the Earth." The two things sound like opposites, but they are actually two versions of the same colossal misconception that our primary concern is the well-being of the planet. We don't need to save Earth. It is going to be here no matter what we do. And we can't ignore the way Earth is changing because we stubbornly happen to live here. I encourage everyone to reject both of those sentiments and think instead, we have to save Earth for us humans. Thinking of Earth as home is a shorthand way of avoiding both kinds of follies. If your house is on fire, you don't comfort yourself with the thought that houses have been catching fire for thousands of years. You don't sit back idly and think, "Oh, well, that is the way of nature." You get going immediately. And you don't spring into action because of an idealistic notion that houses deserve to be saved. You do it because if you don't, you won't have a place to live. If your house is on fire, you're going to work as fast as you can to put that fire out and save your possessions and your loved ones. You probably aren't that concerned about any visiting rats or bedbugs or even prized houseplants. You are saving your house for you. I don't see any single idea or technology that's going to save us from ourselves. Instead, I strongly believe that we are going to have to work at a whole host of problems in many different ways all at the same time. We have to create new sources of energy, new ways to store that energy, new ways to transmit it, and new ways to include governments and citizens everywhere. In parallel, we have to overcome the inanity of climate denial. The deniers have wrought havoc. They're standing outside looking right at the burning house and insisting that the yellow flames and dense smoke are not really coming from a fire. It's just the way the house looks this time of day. For any climate change doubters who might be listening along or immediately setting this audiobook aside in a non-recyclable waste bin, let me ask you this. Would you trust a scientist or a politician who insisted, pounding his fist on the table, that there is no connection between smoking cigarettes and lung cancer? These days, probably not. Lung cancer rates...